Hot coals. Chojo. Barefoot boy. Still heady with halcyon thick black hair, so drunk on tomorrows that his soles shake the cuts from his feet, and the idea of escape is half a boiled sweet. Cut with a knife from calloused hands, stretching deliciously across years of fresh-faced dreaming. His grandma teaches him how to steam a cake. Wide-eyed boy is gasping for it. We take a jar of his breath and stir until breathing. My great-grandmother is in the room, overseeing the course of things. At 14, he is helping his father push a cart circadian of coal and brick up the boundless hill. The sun is carving soap statues out of his shoulders. He is discarding his back, riddled with dreams of one day owning a workman's paintbrush. Into the river, Han. There is an itching somewhere beneath his skin when he tastes the old coat of desperation sliding down his porcelain plate. I ask the pavement sleeper boy, making his mark on keystone earthenware, if we're nearly there yet. Backseat driver, smiling through mirror eyes, is taking me home.